Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB Radio has invited the candidates for the South Dakota State Legislature to join us prior to the November election for a little conversation about their campaigns. Right now, we welcome Jason Hill. He is a Libertarian candidate for the State House of Representatives in District 28B. Jason Hill, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Give us a little idea of why you think it's important to run for the State House now as a Libertarian. Let's start there.
Well, I mean, basically, a lot of the biggest issue and the reason that I would have chosen to run as a Libertarian is that currently the entire state of South Dakota has had what they call a trifecta, which is where one party controls all three branches of government. And it's my personal belief that one party cannot control all three branches of government and also cater to all the different political ideology and types of people that live, you know, in the state. So I feel that there's not really enough representation of everybody if it's only Republicans doing the representing.
Right.
I don't necessarily disagree with a lot of their political ideology on principle. I just feel that there needs to be a lot more voices. I am more of a conservative-leaning libertarian myself.
So one of my questions about that is always, you know, we have the supermajority in the State House, but yet there are plenty of, you know, opposing viewpoints. And you've seen the Republican caucus have, you know, arguments within themselves. We've had Republicans on this show who have vastly different you know, points of view. Does political party still matter to that degree where you would have a significantly different dialogue in peer if you had more Democrats, more Libertarians, more Independents?
There would be more of a different dialogue. And what it seems like to me is a lot of people, you know, who might identify as Democrat or, you know, libertarian or constitutionalist, a lot of those people have realized or figured out that it's very hard to get anywhere politically in this state without Republican as, you know, kind of a name tag or being part of the Republican Party. And so what I have also noticed is a lot of those people switch their party affiliation to become
right.
Republican in order to actually be a part of the process. And where that's actually, you know, kind of a good thing, really, because like you said, there's a little more diversity of opinion inside the party itself. But what happens is once they switch to the Republican Party and they take that platform, then they are kind of expected to adhere to the Republican Party platform. And if they kind of deviate from it, there's a little bit of, you know, backlash and people get kind of upset about it. Mm. And I just feel, you know, that maybe it's better to have, you know, just actual different parties and different individuals and you know, different political opinions and philosophies going into lawmaking and legislation.
Yeah. So why libertarian for you? What is it about the, you know, sort of the platform of the Libertarian Party that appeals to you and you think people should consider?
Well, why libertarian for me? Because libertarians, you know, we think of the political spectrum is what most people think of when it comes to politics. You think of like the left versus right dynamics. And a lot of people don't realize that it's actually a compass. It's less of a linear type of thing and more of a all-inclusive, you know, we have left, we have right, we have up at the top of the graph, because we got to actually think of the political compass as more of a graph with four quadrants. And so you have your top is authoritarian and the bottom is libertarian. It's kind of hard to come up with a name for that, but
sure.
You know, we have left and right, but people don't think of authoritarian and libertarian also. And so as a libertarian, that philosophy actually encompasses half of political ideology. The Libertarian Party has people on the left and on the right inside. What sets libertarians off from what would be authoritarians is the use of force. So the libertarian approach to government is more of a cooperative type of thing, more than a forced or violent approach, you know. And so when it comes down to like enforcing laws and stuff like that. We're kind of more along the idea that people should kind of, you know, just do their own thing. We try not to exert too much force unless, you know, there's serious issues, real criminal issues, dangerous people. Those are the only ones that are really, you know, gone after. We don't really want people to be in jail. we kind of really want to have a nice little, you know, community. And a lot of the areas in South Dakota, we have those. We have nice communities, and everybody kind of gets along and does their own thing without too much hassle. And that's kind of the libertarian philosophy, is just going along with people, rather than, you know, saying, this is what I believe that the government should do, and you're going to listen to me or else.
Right. So let's spin that forward a little bit and talk about policy and some issues that might be top of mind for Pierre. Is criminal justice reform then something that you, if voters decided to send you to Pierre, you would look deeply at how the state handles, drug incarceration?
Absolutely.
For example? Yeah. Tell me a little more about that.
Yep. Well, I mean, the thing is that, you know, a crime is part of libertarian philosophy. A crime has to have a victim. You know, we have a lot of laws, and there's a lot of statutes and stuff like that that, you know, when people break those, they're considered criminals, or it's considered that they committed a crime. And you can end up in jail for something that's pretty, you know, nonviolent, not really harming anybody. And like you're saying, when it comes to drug legislation, there's, you know, a lot of the big push right now is the legalization of marijuana. Well, we have 30 states that have medical programs, and we have 9 other states that have completely legalized marijuana recreationally. Now, we've found through, you know, Colorado has had their program going since 2012. And a lot of people thought that the sky was going to fall if they legalized marijuana. And it's come around, and people are starting to realize that, no, that's not actually going to happen. It's a pretty peaceful transition. The state's making a lot of money, and a lot of that money is earmarked and going directly to the schools, which is just amazing. And it's a really good use of those resources. And then here in South Dakota, we're still putting people in jail for that, you know? And then when you do that, when you put those people in jail for a nonviolent crime or something that is not harming anybody else, you're also removing them from the tax base. Those people can't work at their jobs because they're incarcerated. They can't take care of their families, which then leaves the state to make up all that revenue. You know, I mean, if people are on food stamps because the main provider of the family is in jail, you know, that's costing the state money. And on the other hand, those people could be out doing their normal thing, and they could, you know, be paying taxes or taking care of their own family.
Yeah.
And on top of that, making revenue for the state.
So, Jason, let me ask you this, because we've, had this conversation on the show before, as I'm sure you might guess, and, South Dakota law enforcement officers who've, you know, partnered pretty closely with law enforcement agencies in Colorado say there have been a whole lot of problems, with some of the illegal behavior and, increased violence with the legalization of marijuana. Do you think that South Dakota law enforcement agencies are equipped to handle some of those challenges were marijuana to be legalized in the state?
I mean, I guess it would depend on what exactly the challenges that you're talking about. Violence, I don't really see as a side effect of marijuana use or legislation. On the other hand, violence against somebody is a legitimate crime. It's a violent crime, and that's something that libertarians don't stand for. So if somebody is committing violence, in addition to, you know, whatever it is that they're doing legally with their, you know, so if what you're going to find with legalization is that, you know, that's going to increase, you know, more people actually using the drug or whatever, or not even using it, but possession is going to be one of those things that people don't think about. So they might be doing their normal daily thing and get in a fight or whatever. Well, now that has become a crime. They get arrested, and they may have marijuana on them because that's legal in the state. So what it comes down to is that what the state or the police are counting as an additional crime, you know, because they have found that that person is also possessing marijuana? Are they trying to tie that in there? Or are those two separate incidents that just happen to coincidentally be happening at the same time.
I see.
So there's a lot of stuff, you know, a lot more things that we need to be looked into, and as far as like education and research and stuff like that. And currently, with the way that the national drug scheduling is, there's, you know, it's very difficult for that research to happen. And so we kind of have to get government out of the way. And that's part of another, you know, one of the other things that I'm running for as part of my platform is just kind of reducing government overall. I mean, a lot of times government is in the way of private innovation and just, you know, a lot of things, the business and just interaction, social interaction and stuff like that. I really don't feel that police necessarily should be tasked with, you know, all aspects of social interaction.